Got a scripture I'm going to read. It's Luke 24, verses 1 to 9. The words will be on the screen, and you can follow me there. And it's a passage about Jesus being raised from the dead. It says, very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified, and they bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? That's a real powerful statement there, isn't it? Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Amen. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. Then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was sent from heaven to earth. He laid aside the glories and the advantages of heaven, and he lived among us. Jesus was God's divine missionary. Jesus was the first missionary. But Jesus was rejected by the religious people. We looked at that on Friday. And he was crucified by the Romans. Jesus died violently. And his body was then embalmed and laid in a tomb. And all of this happened exactly as the prophets had predicted. However, Jesus Christ never had any intention of resting in peace. Because on the third day, by the power of God, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And he walked right out of his tomb and he left his grave clothes behind. The Apostle Paul said this, after that, Jesus was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, everybody, is an indisputable fact. Some people have sought to debunk the resurrection story, but they've never succeeded because it can't be done. Numerous resurrection skeptics have themselves become followers of Jesus as their investigations confirm the truth that Jesus Christ is alive and he did indeed rise from the dead. Jesus said this in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am the first, I am the last, I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ is not dead. Our whole faith depends upon that statement. Our God is alive. Jesus rose again from the dead. Christianity rests on three words. He is risen. He is resurrected from the dead, and Jesus Christ is very much alive. And since Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead, it means that we who follow Jesus will also be resurrected from the dead. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me, Jesus said this, and believes in me will never die. You might fall asleep for a while, but you never die. The Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. First, the Christians who have passed away, those who have died, they will rise from their graves Imagine being a grave digger in Karrakatta on that day. Bang, 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 bang. In the Christian section. Amen. They will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth, we will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. The Bible also says this, there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. Hallelujah! That same power that raised Christ from the dead will also raise you from the dead on the day that Jesus returns. Your body may have decayed. Jesus might not come back for another 20 years, 30 years. I got a feeling he's coming back very soon. But you know, your body might have decayed. You might have been cremated. Your body, or you may have died at sea. But God, who made the vast universe, is well able to resurrect your body from the dead. And so you will be with Almighty God for all eternity and with his people forever in heaven. And we look for that day. We look forward to that day. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, you also will rise again. You will rise again, but your resurrected body will be better than the body you have right now. Your resurrected body will be better than the one you're using right now. Who's glad about that? 1 Corinthians 15 says, for our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Wow, wow, wow. Our mortal bodies will be transformed into immortal bodies. And Revelation 21 says this, there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. All these things will be gone forever. Your resurrected body will not be subject to decay and old age. I think we'll all be about, this is just not strong theology here, but I'm usually right, as most of you know. I think our bodies will probably look around about 25. Well, who would rather be 21? 21, yeah? Okay, definitely you guys, 21. Okay. Your resurrected body will have no pain. And that means a lot to a lot of people, because for a lot of people, maybe some of you here today, every day you feel pain in your body. You won't have any aches in your resurrected body. You won't have any migraines. You won't have any backaches. You won't have anxiety. There'll be no more COVID and no more wearing masks and no more jabs. Amen, amen. You won't have to go on diets. You'll be able to eat all the chocolate you want in heaven and still look skinny. And all the hot cross buns you want. And there'll be no need for doctors in heaven. Because Jesus Christ is the divine doctor of all eternity. And like Jesus Christ, who is our divine template, we will have a resurrected body that is perfectly designed for life in eternity. And on that day of your resurrection, the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Followers of Jesus Christ have a future that transcends death. Praise the Lord. That's what we're looking for. You know, this earth is so temporary, but eternity lasts forever. That's what we're waiting for. You know, we have troubles in this life, but we have the rewards in heaven. Amen? Amen. However, before you are able to have a resurrected body, you need to have a resurrected heart first. Before you have a resurrected body, you need to have a resurrected heart first. The Bible says this in Colossians, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. Remember that, when you got baptized? And with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. That's a great photo, Nate, isn't it? Amen. 1 Corinthians says this, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. Everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. In addition, the Bible says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Your future resurrection begins today. Today. Today is the day of salvation. And resurrection begins with our hearts. Without Jesus Christ, our hearts are dead to God. But today, your heart can be resurrected and your heart can come alive to God. And when we cry out to Jesus for mercy and surrender our hearts and lives to Him, He raises our hearts from spiritual death and gives us new life. Jesus called it being born again. Your best life is in the future. It's not today. Your best life is in the future. But your best life begins in your heart today. If you neglect your heart today, then there will be no resurrection to eternal life for you tomorrow. That's what the Bible teaches. If you neglect your heart today, then there will be no resurrection to eternal life for you tomorrow. You must be born again today. You must have a heart resurrection today. Then you have the resurrection tomorrow. This Easter Sunday, it's a wonderful day. Will you surrender your life, your heart, to Jesus Christ and call upon Him to give you His new life today? Would you do that today? Maybe you've never done that before, but here you are, Easter Sunday, in church. God is speaking to you through the words that I'm using. If you want to have that resurrection and go to heaven tomorrow, it begins in your heart today. Will you surrender your heart to Jesus Christ? Say, oh Jesus, just forgive me of my sin. I want to be alive to God. Please forgive me and give me new life. Would you do that? Amen. Your resurrection starts today. Let's pray, shall we?
Praise you, Lord.
Would you like to do that? We don't want to make a song and a dance and a public spectacle of anybody. But the Holy Spirit is here. God is here. And He's knocking on the door of your heart today. You were meant to be here today. You're meant to hear this message today because God is speaking to you. And if today you feel that God is speaking to you and you'd like to be born again, maybe you've never, ever surrendered your heart to Jesus and said, Jesus, please forgive me. Please give me new life. Maybe you've never done that before. You can have forgiveness today. You can have God's new life today. Just say, Almighty God, I surrender my heart to you. If that's you today, can I pray for you? I'm going to pray that new life will come into your heart. I'm going to pray that God will wash away all the darkness inside your heart, wash away all your sins. I'm going to pray that your heart will come alive to God, that your heart will be resurrected. And so, since we're praying, with every head bowed, every eye closed, let's just have a sacred moment before we conclude this service. This is your moment. And if today you're saying, yes, would you pray that prayer for me? I would like my heart to be resurrected. Yes, I want to be alive to God. I want my sins washed away. Please, please pray for me. I'd be honored to do that. With every head bowed and people praying, if that's you, just give me a wave of your hand. Stay where you are. Just let me know that I'm praying for you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you, sir. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you right down the back on the back row. God bless you. Anybody else? Let's put our hands upon our hearts, everybody, even those who raise their hands. And let's pray together, hey? Let's do that. Maybe you could follow the prayer that I give now. I'll say a sentence, you repeat it after me, but just pray from your heart, and this prayer will help you as you reach out to God today, especially those who've just raised their hand. So here we go. Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I
call upon your name today.
And I recognize that my heart
has been dead to you. And so I call upon your name. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And ask that Jesus Christ will give his new life into my heart today. And resurrect my heart. So I become alive to God. I want to be born again.
I want to follow
Jesus. I want to be right with God. So I humbly ask that you answer my prayer. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. And Almighty God, I thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you that you resurrected my heart. And that today, I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And Father, we just thank you for Easter. What a great day. What a great service to be in this morning. But we pray particularly for those who've reached out to you. They were meant to be here today. And Lord, we thank you. You've heard our humble prayer. We declare right now that salvation is visiting people's hearts right now. Yes. Sins are washed away. Hearts are being resurrected. And people are following Jesus from this day forward. We declare it so in the mighty name of Jesus. And to God be all the glory. And everybody said.
Amen.
And they shouted.
Hallelujah.